Liftoff.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. Tonight we've got the consciousness shift here with Z Budapest, our wonderful guest. And before we get into the show, Nicole and I are going to share a little message from the Give a Damn campaign. So listen up, okay?
I'm straight.
I'm gay.
I'm bisexual, and I give a damn about equality.
Want to know why?
Because one hate crime is committed approximately every hour of every day in this country.
Imagine walking down the street and wondering if this is the day you'll get beaten up or even killed simply because of who you are.
Because many gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender teens who come out to their parents are thrown out of their homes.
Imagine confiding in the people you trust most, only to be rejected and tossed out with no place to go.
Because during the past 16 years, over 13,000 men and women have been discharged from the military for being gay.
Imagine being willing to sacrifice your life to protect and defend this country, only to be kicked out of the military because of who you love.
These are just a few of the reasons why we care about equality.
It is time for things to change.
We all have to get involved.
We all have to give a damn.
I give a damn.
Do you?
I give a damn.
I give a damn, too.
And every minute a woman is killed, every minute one of us is killed somewhere on the planet, every minute. And in Africa, women die of childbirth. It's just an epidemic. Our species is on a suicidal path.
Roller coaster.
Yeah, it's not going to work out like that. We have to grow up. And growing up means that these little petty withheld resentments that we got from bad religion and rape culture.
Yes.
That's what these wounds come from and the permission's taken. Anyway, hi, everybody. I just got riled up by Cyndi Lauper's advertising for good stuff.
Nice. That's great. I mean, so I read your website, and it is very interesting, your journey through life and being a woman and being a Wiccan. Why don't you tell us a little bit about whatever you want to share to start?
Well, being alive is a full-time job. You get born, and you in the birth date you have already your death date included, and then the fates say, okay, we gave you a span of time. What are you going to do with it? There are a few things you must do, a few, not too many. But otherwise, what do you want to do? And then we answer, we want to kill each other because they are not like us. And females especially, because ancient religion mistrusts the women because we invented religion. I think religion was invented through the experience of childbirth. I remember giving birth, and you really go down and you really, really, really want to get that kid out. And nobody can help you but the great mother. And there's no way out. Do you hear that beeping sound? Do you hear? Was that a beeping sound?
And I don't. I don't hear.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So anyway, I hear a more disturbance here. Is it me?
I don't think so, Z.
Oh, good.
I'm working on this end.
All right.
Keep going, Nick.
Well.
Yeah. Let's see if there's an echo now. I don't think so. Go on.
The echo went away again. No. Thank God. Yes. The major thing is that they look at things and they think that there is no money in peace. So this constant war, constant anxiety, constant fear that's promoted for the population. And human beings are governed by stories. We hear a story, we believe the story, pass on the story. And we are tribal. We are still tribal. And in this country, the great God has mixed all the tribes together. We come out in all kinds of shades and sizes, and all the internationalities and all the ethnic groups find each other attractive enough to make babies with each other, start families, and there you are. And nothing applies anymore. No old rules apply anymore. Everything has come, played out, and proven to be lies. So, I don't know where to go with. That's my little pup playing with his story. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a new time now, and so much of these lies and shackles really need to be shed and are being shed and are coming to light, and women like yourself that are bringing these things into light, this is the work, isn't it?
Yes, it is the work, and all of us who are alive today, we have a mission, we have an assignment to bring these changing times through as peacefully as possible, but then also create the future. Mm-hmm. That's my little dog playing with his toy. I'm sorry. I'm trying to walk away from her. And she follows the little silly toy. I could take it away, but I don't know.
I have a question, Z. Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay, I was going to ask what Z thinks is the most important thing that young women today should focus on, especially with their personal agendas. I mean, our self-authority is wrapped up in who we think we are and the spirit we walk with. And I was wondering, Z, just exactly what your wisdom is for young women today with all the turmoil in the world.
She might not be there. Is she there?
Z, can you hear us? Z?
She might have to hang up and call back, maybe.
Okay. I show her online. Okay. This is Mercury or something?
Yeah. Coming around, right? I mean, a few weeks early, but whatever. The beginning storm.
I'll try it again. I will try it again. And I will try calling her back up.
Nice.
And this is terrible. Blog Talk does this. You know, it's terrible. Z, can you hear us? I know she answered her phone, but we're not connected to her. This is terrible.
Does she have a mute button? Is there a mute button that might be pressed?
Not on my end. Z,
no, on her end.
Yeah, Z, is your mute button pressed on your telephone? We can't hear you. If you can hear us, we're okie dokie. I'm going to try again. I'm going to try and call her again.
Okay.
Trisha says she can hear both of us, but Z disappeared. Well, yeah, she did. she's probably at her house going, "I'm those crazy women." You know?
Yeah. I'm talking and they're not listening. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we've got.
All right, can we hold this? I put the puppy out.
The
puppy is out now.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Yes. Come on, let's get on with this show.
See, I had a question. With all the wisdom you've had, and of course, everybody should know that Z is responsible for Dianic Wicca and bringing ladies' circles together for since the 60s, right, Z?
70s,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you someplace you're not. But what I do know is that you're a wonderful grandmother goddess now, and
I am.
The young women of many cultures out there, and as you said in the beginning of the show, in our country there are so many different flavors of people. Mm-hmm. In your wisdom, what is it that young women need to hear to understand that they have to, you know, that what is it with walking, because you can't just walk on your own. You really do have to acquire a spiritual fire. And
I want to answer this before you make it any complex.
Okay.
The first thing I would ask young women is not to fight your flesh. And that goes to all women. Stop tying down your energies by fighting your weight, by trying to lose weight. It's a multi-billion-dollar business to make women insecure about their bodies and make them feel like if they are not size zero, and just think about it, who wants to be zero? They are not going to get love, and that's the only thing that young women and old women are afraid of. Women are connected through heart and blood to all humanity. We channel them out into this world, and to be resented, to be voted against, taken away health insurance, taken away the option of abortion and proper care, treated like a normal medical procedure like the rest of the world where there is civilization. We are losing civilization here because we tear the women down with laws, with media messages, with, you know how much money it is having no self-esteem? Our low self-esteem is worth billions of dollars because somehow we cannot just hold each other's hands, come together in consciousness-raising circles, which is now more under the Red Tent movement. If young people went into the Red Tent movement, where it is consciousness raising as well as bonding and learning what it's like to be a woman for many other women, different way, it's still the same female destiny. Once you got that under your belt, you have to educate yourself out of your poverty of self-love. The self-love is so missing, and this is what makes you vulnerable. When you know you are a goddess and you know you have an assignment and a mission, then you are not empty. And you don't need a man to be whole. What kind of a silly idea is that? You are whole already. You are
there
one within. And the whole point about women's liberation was that we had to understand how our existence funds every patriarchal institution, every patriarchal movement, and how did they get to have this much power over women? Because they will continue to have wars. And as long as war is going on, women pull back. Women say, oh, we have to help our children who are now fighting. Who do they fight? They fight other women's children who have also been invested in love and resources. And they are collected and sent against to kill our children. And this is insane. This is just insane. And the other side of this is that then the Catholic Pope goes and tells women to not use any birth control and to have as many babies, and they die of childbirth. Every minute a woman dies of childbirth in Africa. It is horrendous stats now. horrendous that one out of three women in the United States, one out of three, will experience assault or rape or some kind of a, her gender-related violence. And this is again, not civilization. Civilization is when a woman can go outside any time of the day and take a walk and come home and nobody bothers her. That's civilization.
That's a society without war. That's a society without war.
Yes, and what does war do? War makes some men very rich. The one who manufactured the guns, who manufactured the bullets.
Yes, ma'am.
It is a complex now totally out of order, and Eisenhower, good man, cautioned us against this, and now it's here. And they don't like civilian leadership too much because we are not there in the trenches. We are home in our comfortable homes. You know what? I didn't get any safer on the streets in my own country here, but them blowing up Iraq or pulling down statues or, War should be obsolete by now, totally obsolete. Mm-hmm. And if men cannot get along, they should not be leading. Women must be leading.
Right.
Women would find a way to work things out. Women must be respected for our wisdom and our sense of humanity. Men thinks they are men, and then they are subhumans. And women have been treated like animals. Are you there? The sound is getting weird.
We're here.
No, we can hear you, yeah.
Okay, all right. So that is the biggest problem, I think, if we can. And since Lysistrata, the women tried to stop wars, it has never been good for women and children. We got enslaved. War created slaves out of women. They would come, conquer, kill the men, take the women and children, and raise them to be part of their army for the next raid. And I tell you, this is how it works. The constant anxiety, selling us fear and self-loathing, and we pay for it because we're stupid. I just can't believe this, that young women are not eating because they want to be less. Just listen what the message is. Women, young women, make less of yourself. Don't take up so much food. Don't take up so much resources. Make yourself small, zero size. That's how you should be, you know. Eat nothing. And then they present us with these models who eat a leaf a year, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. The whole 17 magazine, you know, it's for me as well. You know, I realized that is really where this started. And I've just recently started to really love my body for whatever shape it is. And it's interesting because this past winter, like, I put on more weight, and it was really an interesting struggle for me. And I knew that it was happening so that I could come to terms with something. And finally, I've come out on the other side of, no, wait a minute. You know, this is the goddess stomach, the goddess thighs. This is the whole being that I am. This is where my body feels comfortable. And I need to learn to love it, whatever it is, starting right now. Right now, whatever it
right
I
now.
Am. Mm-hmm.
And that is what we teach the young. And anything and point out, as the messages come from the television, see, nobody did just do it. They just sold you a fear that you get harmed by the wind. Oh, we protect you against the wind. Use this cream. It will protect your skin against the harsh weather and the rays. They are telling young women to stay indoors or wear their cream because the sun and the outdoors is dangerous to their beauty. While walking 2-3 blocks away from her house, somebody can shoot her dead. Mm-hmm. And nobody protects her from death. What a little wrinkle, what a little side, you know, a pimple. or daddy, like big pores. Oh no, big pores. It's a, mm-hmm. They talk about it like the bubonic plague.
Right.
You know, if you have a roof over your head and you have something to eat, and there's hope that tomorrow you will still have these things, and you're in good health, you should consider yourself a raving success in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Not worry about messages beamed at you.
Well said.
It's my religion not to buy anything that I see on TV. I just don't buy stuff that they want me to buy. And I write down the commercials that I think are especially virulent bad messages to young women. You know, also don't speak out. Don't be brave. Brave is not good. You have to be. It's all comes from bad religion. I cannot tell you how we are poisoned in the psyche by bad religion that went down here and still around. And Jesus has never been more profitable. These mega churches make tons of money out of poor Jesus and the much rewritten book, the Bible. And there is no other culture where these things are happening. I went to see my grandson in Mississippi, and we were driving and driving and driving for hours. And I see a big building, and I say, hello, what was that?
What you want to do is probably get up and walk to another part of the room. It might be your cell phone reception.
Never mind. I just finish it and I'll move next time.
I want to finish my thought. I can hear you fine. Yeah, do it.
Where was I?
Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And every time a big building appeared, it was a mega church. There was no movies. There was no... there was nothing. Nothing. A big rural area, people live in their own houses set apart from each other. And a mega church, and whatever the preacher is selling them is what they have for themselves. And it's a very lonely place there in Mississippi if you are not connected and you don't come from there. And, you know, and also very hot and humid.
There's a large palatable negativity in Mississippi. Driving through it with AC years ago when we were doing one of our medicine wheels around the country by car when you could afford to, we drove through a place, I think it must have been Civil War battlefield or something, but it was such negativity there, it pushed our guides back away from us. I mean, it was really terrible.
Wow.
The people I know are nice. I usually go there for a few days. The echo is coming back. I can hear the sabotage echo creeping in.
That's a good way to put it. If you walk to another part of the room.
I just did. I'm in the kitchen now.
It's modern technology, Zia. We do apologize for our little station here.
It's okay. Doing something. This is the point. What state are you in?
Well, I'm in South Florida, and Nicole is in New York City.
Okay.
The city chimes in sometimes on the show. It's got a lot of sounds. But what were we talking about? The religion. Yeah, well, that's like right there with the Bible Belt and you know,
yes.
The Mississippi and all of that. So, but it's good to have people with the light living in these places. I mean, somebody's got to go in and help clear it out, no?
Yes. It's a lighthouse.
Yeah.
And there are many of them. What is your workshop and travel agenda like, Z? Are you going to be traveling much the rest of the summer or anything?
You know, I just sort of landed here in Watsonville. and I have to establish myself here first before I can go anywhere. I will have my autobiography come out this year, and then when that happens, I would like to travel with it up and down the West Coast and then develop some good organizers, because the problem is that everybody wants me, but they don't bother to organize. And if I don't get a good-sized audience, I don't make any money, and old woman got to eat.
Yeah.
And old woman has
very true.
And old woman needs to have good organizers who can actually raise money, but me. And I have not yet done that. But, you know, the second national witchy goddess tour should happen. I only done one. I traveled a lot, but we never had actually a tour except once, when you go, you know, straight across and back. And
Have you often made it out here to the East Coast to us in the last couple of years? Have you been out?
I went out to be at Susan Weed. At Susan Weed's farm is where I went almost every year. And I realized that it's a little too much.
Ah.
I'm 73, you know, I need cushy jobs. No more heavy lifting, please.
Nice.
It's a little deceptive. Your energy is very vivacious, and your message is so clear and strong that it's hard to put the limitation on you of age.
Yeah, I have it like a short spurt, like a few hours of what my old energy, and then it drops, and then old woman wants to lie on her couch and watch Mentalist.
Charming.
Nice.
And I'm not going to deny her. She wants to lie down. That's okay with me.
Yeah. Especially now, I notice that I'm not 74, but I feel the need to lie down a lot. In these past few months, I feel a lot of the energy in my own, the planet, everything, and it makes me feel like the body needs to sit down just enjoy this ride. Do you feel the same? Or
yes, I do. And I ride a couple of hours sitting hurts more than anything, and then I have to lie down and rest my back, and then next time I'm up, I go out for a little, I don't want to say it because my puppy's listening, the W-A-R-K, and that's another one. And then, you know, old woman has to eat something, so I have to cook me something that requires shopping. And when it's all said and done and I eat my food, I'm pretty well pooped. That's a lot of being up, and also with shopping, there's a lifting. But life is easier than in Oakland, much easier. I have songbirds sing all day and all night.
How nice.
It is amazing. I never heard so many songbirds. And nobody has cats here, so the birds just make it. They just make it. And some people complain about the Japanese nightingale, otherwise known as the mockingbird. Why isn't it shutting up? It's a nightingale. It was made to sing at night, you idiot. And they sing beautiful songs. They sing, they never repeat themselves. It's like one time I sat down with a paper and pencil and jotted down the patterns. And I was 19 and it was still new and still new. I said, no, this bird just will not repeat itself.
Wow.
It's too creative.
Wow.
That's so cool.
So it's just an amazing big, and all the roses love it here. I planted roses and they brought up big, beautiful, good smelling red ones. And I planted white sage, the one that's tall, and then white sage that we use for incense, and they are coming along, and two apple trees.
Wow.
Honeycrisp and another apple tree that has actually six different apples crafted on it. So it's, when it makes an apple, it will be six different apples on one tree. I thought,
wow,
I got to see
that.
They graft on.
Yeah, how did you help do it, or did the grafting?
No, you walk into the nursery here and they have them.
Okay.
They have a name. I just happened to look at it and I thought, six different apples. I can't believe it until I see it. And I gave it a choice spot.
Yeah.
She will have very good time doing it there. So
oh, nice.
I'm full of expectation of my garden. And then, of course, the new book, and then still there are books that I got back, my titles, and I'm going to republish them, Abi Baboa, and, you know, give away more of what we used to do ourselves, because I've taken on too much, and now is the time to get real and put down what is too hard to carry. And otherwise, you know, little things. I don't mind living like this. I would not have enjoyed this had I been younger. Nobody here is much young. This whole neighborhood is for 55-plus people who own houses here. So it's sort of like an independent retirement where you still have everything, you know, but you are in a neighborhood of all the people now she's complaining. Zika, not now.
So
I'd like to hear about the book that you have coming out, and maybe some of the others too.
The one that I look forward to is My First Destiny, the autobiography, My Life from 1 till 30. And then the second destiny will follow, which is already at Diana Paxson's, who is my editor. And that will be the bulk of my life, my revolutionary work, my goddess consciousness, and everything, how I lived it and propagated it. I mean, I was learning things one day and teaching it the next. It was a time everybody was eating knowledge like ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even though it pissed you off first, when you read the story of your gender, it will make you very upset, because the ungratitude of humanity towards the core gender, that our gift is enslaved, because we can create new lives, they would steal us and breed us. For their army, they needed sons, and just rendering women from their families and just stealing their hearts and forcing them into servitude. This was war. This is when the wars were little, when just a bunch of guys went out and went, got some stuff that wasn't theirs, plus some women, and they would bring them home, and then they would be servants. And and our species is very angry at women still because of the bad stories. And this business still believing the fable of Adam and Eve, it's just heartbreaking to see human beings using their brains for so little. I mean, only using 10% of our brains, why do you think the rest of it is there? Mm. Once upon a time, we used it.
Yeah.
It's time to wake up the rest of that brain.
Yeah. For sure. And the Wiccan work that you do, I'm interested. I'm sure you talk, that's a through line from the book. Can you talk a little bit about the circles that you do and the work there?
Uh-oh. I wanted to hear more about apples, too.
Yeah.
I I will call Z back.
Okay.
It's the damn cell phones, you know. We
and honestly, I think we just have to. I mean, you know, we like to you know, dump on Blog Talk Radio, but I think that everything is kind of doing this right now. I mean, the planets are doing crazy things right now.
They are, yeah. And then there's the dark moon Lilith out there dancing.
Uh-oh. Like she dropped between you.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hello?
8-3-1-3-3-1-0-7.
Oh, Lordy.
I think her and the Blog Talk Radio lady are friends. They hang out in cyberspace.
Oh, and she's amazing. A Greek, yes, Tui. I'm going to try her again.
I love it. Okay.
Oh, dear.
I was going to say we should be happy that anything is working ever, really.
Yes, I have to go there with you. I got a feeling that little beep means...
you're calling in?
No, I think that...
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hello, Sally.
8-3-1-3-3-1-0-7-2-8 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right.
Oh, dear. Z, this is the show calling you back. Oh, darling, I think we've lost you for the... I'll try one more time, and then we will say, well, we're going to have Z back, and we're going to get her to use the landline.
Oh, my. It's so interesting that the let's see if this works, and then I'll continue my thought.
This one isn't beeping back. We might actually get a pickup.
I picked up.
Oh, God.
Ecco la qua.
Yeah, we have imperfected technology, Z.
I know.
But we do have basically about 20 more minutes of time, and we'd love to hear more about, especially about Nicole. Please ask the question that you were asking about her circle work and stuff.
Yeah, because you were talking about your book, and I'm sure the Wiccan journey and the circles and ceremony, everything that you've done is in the book. So I'd like to hear a little more about.
Yes. Well, it was a lot of it, when you look back, emerges as a pattern, like a thread, and how you are led into who you are today. And this is the big value to me, to look at my life. I never took time out to look at my past. My past was something that I tried not to think about. And that's because I was born into a war. And then when I was 16, we had a revolution, a spontaneous revolution by students and young workers. And we demanded that the Ruskies go home, the Russians go home. And we were brutally crushed. There were about 100,000 students and young workers killed. And the only option was to escape, because they are very revengeful, and just because you are of the age of the group that revolted would be enough to put you away. And there were no trials and no nothing. There were just sadistic police and sadistic men who loved to torture and put you away because they could. So I hightailed out of there at 16. I walked out about 300 kilometers. It's when you're 16, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got adopted by an Austrian family in Innsbruck.
Wow.
With the Zagers. And right there, all the geckos coming back. right there it was that they had, this family that adopted me had a child born on my birthday. So that was like this big reveal about, oh yeah, I belong to that family. And they were very kind to me, very kind, just really gave me a good life. They took me to balls, to dance. They took me on vacations with them. So it was just beautiful. And I'm telling you that all these markers, you know, spoke of miracles, because usually refugees don't get to go. I was going back to school in a bilingual school a week and a half after I left my house.
Wow.
I could not have done it had I had a passport any faster. It was it was just a miraculous. And every time this happened, I felt the hand of my mother, or just felt the great mother. You know, I was being guided. And then I lived in New York, and I studied the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, where I was wanting to be a playwright.
Wow,
I wanted
that's
to be a playwright and a director, yeah. What?
I went there, too.
You did?
I came to New York. Yeah, I came to New York to go there and stay. Wow.
Yes, it was on Madison that I went there. What did they move, or are they still there?
Yeah, same, the old women's club on 30th
yes.
Madison.
Yeah.
I love that building. Mm-hmm.
And it turned me into having something to do in Manhattan, and I lived in Long Island. And, it was just many things, you know, how one connects to a new country. Well, my proven way was scoring pot. I went to the Greenwich Village to score pot, and that always got me some friends. And somebody to call, and, you know. There was such a good feeling in my generation towards each other. There was always respect. And being young was very good at that time. We were the champions. We were going to show no war. And in Woodstock, we have shown that. 100,000 kids together, and there was no violence.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was angry. Nobody hit anybody. True, we were stoned, but that helped. And mm-hmm. ever since the festivals that they are making, they have different drugs. They have pills. They have speed. They have alcohol. And those are not good drugs. You don't. You are not mellow from them. I hear myself again.
It gives this great, like, weight to your voice, you know? It sounds like this amplification when the echo comes and goes. Anyway.
Yeah, it was kind of it came to pass that when I was finally 30 years old, I didn't feel that I was living my life. I was so depressed. I said, this is not my life. I do not believe this is my life. And then I heard a lot about the Summer of Love in San Francisco, and I said, okay, I will hitchhike out there, see what that is all about. And I would probably take about 3 weeks vacation and return. And I never have. I just didn't want to go back to New York ever again. It was, I just had enough of the horrible weather, the big winds, the strains that stall, the ongoing constant flu, I got out to California. It wasn't a day sick for 10 years. Nothing around me. It was definitely the climate I belong.
You're definitely a West Coaster, Z.
I am totally and thoroughly a West Coaster. And more particularly Californian, because I arrived in California and in Venice, and I dropped to my knees on that nice blonde sand, and I swear, the land kissed me. It was like saying, hi, we be good to you. This is a good place for you. And I tried it many other places like Carmel and elsewhere, and it just didn't happen like that. Carmel says, you're too poor to live here. Get away. but Venice, California was just perfect. And I lived there 10 years, and it was good. But then I went to came up here in North Oakland, and I lived here 31 years in Oakland in a 100-year-old house. Couldn't believe I did that. It went by too fast.
Wow. 100-year-old house in Oakland.
Yeah, 106, actually. It was made all of wood, different kinds of wood, mostly oak and redwood. And it was just houses when we had an earthquake, it trembled a little bit, gave a lot, you know, here and there. And I'm going, please hold it, please. And she just readjusted herself. A few cracks appeared, and that was the end of it.
Wow.
Because wood gives, you know, wood doesn't fall down, it gives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need to do with earthquakes. You cannot be rigid.
Mm-hmm.
If you're rigid, it tumbles you down, but you have to give.
The earthquakes don't bother you, Z, at all. They've not.
No.
It's very brave.
No, it's not. I look down on the earth, and at that point, everybody's a pagan. They know where God is.
Well said.
Everybody prays to the ground. Nobody much prays to the sky. It's nothing to do with up there. It's everything to do with the planet.
Yes.
They all get a different kind of religion.
The old kind.
The old kind, yeah.
Nice.
And you've moved from Oakland now. Where are you? Are you north?
I'm in the Santa Cruz County. Santa Cruz County, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like suburbs of Santa Cruz.
Do you like it very much?
I like it good because of the birds, and because there is a shrine here to the Virgin that the Mexicans venerate next to Pinto Lake. And I thought, I do belong here. There was an appearance. You know, the goddess was here, and they still venerate it.
Yes.
And I go there. And the place is filled with burning candles. Never any accident. It's nothing to do with the church. People come, they pray, put up their candles. The echo is back.
Oh, dear.
Mm. Wow. That's really great.
And how long have you been there in Santa Cruz County, Z?
Yeah, a year and a half.
And are you making a lot of new local friends?
First time, I need to do my body trip. I have to get it. I had to get my doctors lined up. I had to get my body, you know, the exercises lined up. There's a very good senior center in the hospital here, and they have a great thing called Rosen Movement, which was invented by a woman, and it's old women holding hands in a circle, and we dance to music so nobody falls down.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's just great. You look
nice.
At it and say, yeah, my crone circle is here, right?
Wow.
That is
great.
That sounds nice. Do you do yoga?
I used to do yoga. Here, what they call yoga is not what I call yoga, so I didn't... And the swimming had to be arranged, and that hasn't really coalesced yet because I did find a pool where I can go, but it's on the other side of the mountains here, and it's quite a curvy pass you have to drive through. And I always worry that people, you know, they don't want to just drive according to the recommended speed limit. They want me to get out of the way. I said, where? I'm not going to fall up the cliff here for you. And then when it's finally so that I can move faster, then I leave them in the dust because my car looks
or them beaten up, but it's good inside. And I can fly on that broom.
Can you tell our audience where they can find some of your titles and where they can find your book
and your website?
My
website takes you to our shop where we sell the books. Some of it is still with the big publisher, like Grandmother of Time is still with Harper, so they fulfilled their order. Grandmother Moon I got back, and we republished, and that's through CreateSpace, Amazon CreateSpace. And I wrote some short little books about tarot. The part when you lead yourself into getting the tarot sense, you know, when you approach it and how every day you do something, little ritual with it and learn three cards and, you know, it piles up and eventually you can remember the 78 and then I want you to forget about it and not ever look up anything and just see if you can remember without looking it up and find friends to read for. It's a great counseling tool. And I do give readings on the phone from my house. And that can be also purchased on my website. So this is easy tarot. And Goddess in the Office had been renamed and enhanced. And it's called now The Goddess Gets to Work. And it has, I doubled the content totally what was in it. It's a little bit more generous now. The Holy Book of Women's Mysteries is right now not with any publishers, and we haven't put it out, but you can find on Amazon floating around copies, so you can still get most of my works. I've written 11 books.
Wow.
I just feel like I can sit down for a moment.
Yes, sure. Wow.
You know what I mean?
Z, do you give people, are you available to do Skype readings over the internet, you know, with a webcam?
Yeah, I did that. Yes, I am. I can do that. But I tell you what I don't like about it is that it's, again, technology. It's just, just technology again. So I usually give people my landline to call in. But even that didn't work quite flawlessly. So I'm just, I don't have any idea how to wire myself up. What's good about the Skype is that the sound is good.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And steamy or not, it doesn't matter. I'd much rather not see you. You can look at me. But if I see my client, I get attitudes, you know. You know how that works. Oh, what a beautiful person. Oh, there's some attitude happens. And I'd rather not have any attitude.
I hear you.
Let it just be as it unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're fully reading the person through. Yes, I get you.
All I ask is your name, what sign are you, and how old are you? That's all I need to know. And I can zero in on you like a laser.
Wow.
Of course, I consider, you know, I don't consider me doing that. Something that I have access to is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, you know, it almost feels like I'm my spirit person and I'm my human person.
And the spirit,
yeah?
How many years have you been reading?
Oh, God, since I was 24.
Wow. And do you have clients that are still with you after several years or like many, many years?
Not like that. I didn't collect them. I just thought that when they need me, they return, and they do.
Mm-hmm.
But the time is sometimes 5 years later, sometimes 3 years later. I mean, sometimes it hits them that what I said was so true, it just took them a while to unfold it, and then they return. But also sometimes it's hard to get to me, it's hard to find me. Best I can say is talk to me on gmail.com, zbudapest@gmail.com, and
and set up whatever you want with me, because one thing has not yet turned on me is written word.
Ah, that's
good. Yeah, remember that? Remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
That is still good.
So you enjoy getting email from people who are interested?
I do.
Good to know.
And I do get people turn to me in all kinds of situations, life and death sometimes. Just a couple of days ago, I got a letter from someone who hears voices and she thinks, you know, that it's she's possessed and this and that, and I have to write back to her, sweetheart. What you got has a medical name. You have to get a good psychologist. They have meds for this. They have therapy for this. Hearing voices is not normal. It's not spirits bothering you. It's some glitch in the brain. And please go get help. And I send her blessings. But, you know, when it's beyond me, I say so. And if I know a little bit about it, I share it. I know a little bit about these hearing voices because I know people who had that.
What is your website address, say?
It's zbudapest.com.
There we go.
It's been set up very, very early in the game, and it has been the same address, www.zbudapest.com.
Wonderful. We've come to the end of our hour. I really want to thank you for bearing through all the bad technology and sticking with us.
Well, yeah. At least it's... thank you for ironing it out and catching the echoes and all that. That was brilliant.
I hope you'll come back and speak with us sometime again. It was good to hear your stories and to listen to what you had to say. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing with us. And I know young women and older women and all the gals in all the different departments are real interested in listening to what you have to say.
And give a damn about your legislators. Get rid of the Tea Partiers. They passed hundreds and hundreds of laws against our bodies and created no jobs, signed nothing that made any good. So, ladies, but if you are in these horrible states, please make sure you vote and get out those people who, I mean, they voted down incredible. I mean, they take food out of the mouths of children.
Yes.
And they want to give a tax cut to the rich. These are male whores. These are aging male whores who are still holding some power. And when they leave that, they will become lobbyists. And it's a revolving door.
Yeah,
it's all about the dirty money gets laundered through there. And our entire country structure, inner structure, is rotten. I'm just really grateful that Hillary didn't have to deal with this. Hillary, it would have been much harder on Hillary. They hate the black man in the White House, but they would have hated the woman more. Mm. I don't know if they could have, they probably would have talked about her fat ankles, which is not true. That's all men have. That's all the men have. Oh, you got fat something. Oh, ankles. You got fat ankles. Idiot.
Yes.
And you are cross-eyed and pot-bellied and smell.
That's okay, right? Yeah.
Ladies, that's the end of the show. That's all we got. Before we sign off, blessed be. Thank you, Z, for being with us. Nick, thanks so much. And I want to remind everybody out there that I, too, today am Bradley Manning. Don't forget Bradley Manning. He's on trial for what should be. What he did was absolutely the right thing.
Yes,
just
it was.
Like Ellsberg. Y'all,
we
all have to stand up for Bradley Manning. So don't forget him tonight in your prayers.
Blessed be. Blessed be. Light a candle for him.
That's
already.
Right.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. So much.
Thank you.
Nick, thank you. And we got next week. We'll be back. Thank everybody for listening in tonight. Good night, Trish, and happy birthday.
Yes. And thank you both, and good night.
Good night.